Following its unbundling from Naspers, MultiChoice has released its maiden results, reporting a headline loss. Revenue, however, is up 6%, while subscribers across the continent grew by 12%, with its rest of Africa segment surpassing South Africa as growth comes in from its lower tier pay television bouquets, and that offsetting some pressure in its DStv premium segment. Company CEO Calvo Mawela joins us for greater perspective on the numbers now. Thanks so much, Calvo, for joining us this evening. So you've reported a headline loss per share as a result of foreign exchange losses to a large extent. This has had to have dealt quite a blow for the company with the nature of your business, I guess, being about buying content in dollars and selling in rands, right?
Yeah, good evening, Alicia, and thanks for the opportunity to be here today. Actually, if you look at our performance, we are very pleased with the performance of the underlying business. If you look at all the metrics that you consider in terms of performance, we have grown our subscribers by 1.6 million subscribers. Our revenues has increased 6% to just above 50 billion rands. Our trading profit has gone up, sitting at 7 billion rand, which is 11% increase. And if you look at our free cash flow, it has doubled. Our core headline on earnings as well have increased by 10%. However, we had two issues that kicked in, which is the Tumanati, a gift that we have given to our black shareholders, which came at 2.6 billion rands. And as a result of the IFRS reporting that we need to take into account, then it brings us into a loss. If you look at the matrices around foreign exchange, it's mainly Angola, which we do not do active hedging. And as a result, with the currency having depreciated by over 60%, that's what kicked in and registered a core headline earnings per share of 353 cents. And indeed, it's a loss in terms of the IFRS reporting. But the underlying business performance, as I've said, it's really very pleasing considering the economic climate that we operate in.
Talk us through the kind of market you're catering to right now, because it's had to have triggered quite a bit of shift in terms of how you're targeting and selling to this market.
Yeah. We are continuing to see an opportunity in the middle and mass market across the continent in South Africa, more on the mass market than on the middle income side. And we have seen a continuous growth. If you look at South Africa, we registered just over 500,000 subscribers increment in the last financial year alone, which take our subscribers to 7.4 million. For the past 3 years, we have seen an average of around 500,000 in South Africa in the mass market. It's good for us. Yes, our premium bouquet continues to be under pressure, driven by economic and the competitive landscape that is changing with OTT coming into the market. Mm-hmm. The same applies to the rest of Africa side. If you look at it, our top line has remained stable in the rest of Africa. It has grown a little bit by 18%, and mass and middle income continue to overshoot to shoot the lights out. And that is an area where we have consistently invested in terms of local content. As you know, Africans like to see themselves on TV these days. They no longer want to see a lot of Hollywood.
In fact, you've invested, 40% more in local content?
Yes, we continue to invest more in local content because it resonates very much in the rest of the African market, also in South Africa. We have got local channels in 7 of our key markets, and we've just launched one in Uganda recently, and we continue to see appointment viewing coming through, and that attracts stickiness of our subscribers, and our subscribers continue to enjoy seeing themselves on television.
That being said, you're seeing solid subscriber growth for now. Do you see that being sustained moving forward, given just how competitive this landscape is becoming?
Yeah, I think we're doing the right things as a business in terms of making sure that we keep the momentum going. This momentum has been going for the past 3 years. When we came up with the listing, we said in South Africa, we have about 13 million, and it's based on research, 13 million TV households. At the moment, we're sitting at 7.4. So we think we still have an opportunity to grow the market at this current rate to get to 13 million. We must just convince them that they need to spend more money on watching television going forward. And we think we are able to do that by the investment that we're doing on local content.
It's going to be a hard sell convincing them to spend more money in the current economic climate. Yeah. So how much margin pressure are you facing right now as you internalize or take on a lot of the costs that you are experiencing for one, the 1% increase in VAT?
Yeah, we have been able to absorb the 1% VAT increase as we have announced in these results, and that has worked very well. Our trading profit margin still remains in the around the 13% mark, and we continue to look at opportunities to reduce costs and realize efficiencies, and we have continued to invest in local content instead of going for international content. It reduces our dollar exposure. Local content costs come down at 40% less than international. So those initiatives, we think we should be able to assist us in terms of growing the business in South Africa, and the same applies in the rest of Africa. We think there is still a nice runway wherein we can attract consumers to come onto our platform. Pay TV penetration is still very low, and Africans watch more television than any other of the continents in the world. The global average is around 2.5. We are sitting at 4.6 hours per day of television. So as long as we are doing the right things and execute exceptionally well, we should be able to continue to see the drive.
But average revenue per user has declined from 335 Rand to 322 Rand. How much of a concern is that for you?
It's an area of focus for the business. However, that will naturally happen when the subscriber mix changes. We continue to grow the mass and middle income. Therefore, as the premium gets under pressure, you expect that decline should happen. But over the long term, we think there are opportunities for us to be able to continue to overcome this decline in revenue by increasing the amount of volumes that we have in the mass market. So that is an area of focus that we should
for now continue. While price increases is not necessarily a lever you can pull, cost containment for the business becomes an imperative, and you've alluded to it. Over this period, you've cut a further 1.3 billion rand in costs. You've kept growth in costs below revenue growth. Is there more fat to cut off this business? Where exactly can you cut back moving forward?
Yeah, if you look at how we've looked at our cost structures, content is among the key areas of reduction in cost that we are focused on. And we continue to be disciplined in terms of cutting costs that doesn't perform. When content doesn't perform, we cut it off completely. By reducing our exposure to dollars and focusing on local content, then we are able to reduce our costs. Technology continues to improve annually in terms of our set-top boxes. Our set-top boxes have continued to decline in terms of the cost of manufacturing those set-top boxes, and those are the levers that we use in terms of making sure that we keep our cost structures. We are using a lot of artificial intelligence in terms of recommendation engines, and that should help us in terms of making sure that we contain the costs.
Well, we will be watching your game in an increasingly competitive landscape. Let's leave it there, Calvo. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Calvo Mawela is CEO of MultiChoice.